When other agencies write rules, they have to first get approved by the Walker administration before going into effect. Evers' Department of Public Instruction skips that step. It points to a Supreme Court ruling from 2016 that reaffirmed the independence of the superintendent as a constitutional office. Walker argues that a 2017 overhaul of administrative rules changed that and that Evers is breaking the law. Evers contends it's Walker who's out of line by trying to undermine an earlier court order. His backers asked Dane County Judge Richard Neese to intervene and block Walker, but Neese ruled there was no need for that since Walker has yet to block any DPI rules. This dispute has received more attention because Evers is running against Walker for governor. The state Supreme Court may yet get involved. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.